Researchers at Cincinnati Children's are in the process of making what's called an organoid. An organoid is a structure that resembles an organ. This one mimics the stomach and intestine. Dr. Jim Wells admits it's not a simple process. He starts with human stem cells and tricks them into acting like small pieces of intestine. They have some function. They can absorb nutrients and secrete proteins.
It's sort of like making making a cake. We're building in an added layer to the cake. So the cake now has some of the basic intestinal structure. It has the inside part of the intestine, which does the absorption. It has some of the muscles of the intestine.
What's missing is the squeezing function. Wells is growing neurocells to stimulate the muscles to contract. This may take 2 years. In 3 to 5 years, a division of the National Institutes of Health hopes to link up all the parts to create a fully functioning human system. Program Director Dr. Daniel Togley says drug companies would then choose what systems to connect.
For example, if a drug we're testing is going to be orally bioavailable, that is taken through the mouth. And then, so obviously, you'd probably want to line up first as far as where your drug is going to come in through the stomach and the gastrointestinal tract, and then eventually end up going to the liver and the kidney and other organs.
Eventually, Cincinnati Children's hopes to translate this research into growing entire organs for transplant. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.